George Rogers is often remembered as a big thinker for his contributions to Alaska statehood, his economic studies, a quick wit, and sense of humor. He was a scholar, an author, and professor. He served on numerous local and statewide boards and commissions, including the Alaska Permanent Fund. Rogers died Sunday at his Juneau home. He was 93 years old. He spoke with reporters many times at member station KTOO, and this remembrance from Rosemarie Alexander includes some of those interviews.
And I said to Jean, I said, "This is my island."
George Rogers and his wife Jean came to Alaska by steamship in 1945 when he worked for the U.S. Office of Price Administration, a federal agency created during World War II to prevent wartime inflation. Years later, in his first book on the economic consequences of statehood, he writes, "The only proper way to meet Alaska is by boat, traveling up the Inside Passage, the vertical land rising upward to the sky." Rogers notes that for some, it would be claustrophobic. His former student, Greg Erickson, reads Rogers' words.
"To us, there was a feeling of shelter and protection from the current savagery of the outside. The time was January 1945.
The young couple settled in Juneau, then the capital of the Alaska Territory. Rogers quickly established his credentials and has often been called Alaska's first economist. Erickson says he certainly was the most preeminent.
George was the first person to really evoke an understanding of how the Alaska economy worked and how it has changed over the years.
I knew Alaska was going to change because when I looked at the statistics on the imports and exports from Alaska, almost 90% of the value exported from Alaska was represented by canned salmon and petroleum.
Alaska became Rogers' economic island of study.
Because everything that went in and out of Alaska was measured, and it was an abnormal society, abnormal economy. One of my professors said, "You don't learn anything studying a functioning economy. What you want to study is ones that are not functioning. Find out why they're not functioning. That will bring you to the truth." So it was just perfect for me.
He became part of the statehood movement and was a key economic consultant at the 1955-56 Constitutional Convention. Delegate Vic Fisher credits him with laying out the economic basis for the new state, from the native subsistence lifestyle to its natural resource exports. Fisher collaborated with him on many projects over the years, but says it was Rogers' vision for a university research center that may be his most lasting legacy. In 1961, Rogers convinced Governor Bill Egan and the state legislature that a state needed a center for economic and business research. He described that in a 1980s interview with KTOO.
I had made a proposal for structuring research within the state government, in which I would have basic research at the university in all fields, developmental research in either the Alaska Development Board or something, and then planning research in the governor's office. Well, it didn't quite work out that way, but we did get an Institute of Social Economic Research set up, and for a couple of years, I was the institute.
It's now the Institute of Social and Economic Research, headquartered at the University of Alaska Anchorage. Fisher became its first director.
George spent a lot of time with the researchers guiding the work, and with his wonderful sense of humor and twinkly eyes, it just inspired everybody around him.
Rogers' 22-page resume does not list his many roles in local theater, Walt Disney's movie White Fang, lyric opera, and as the king in Princess Ida.
If you give me your attention, I will tell you what I am. I'm a genuine philanthropist, all other types of sham.
Fisher calls him a Renaissance man. Perseverance Theater founding director Molly Smith says he was one of the few people who got what she was trying to do 32 years ago, create an Alaskan voice in theater.
He was with us from the very beginning because of his intelligence and also his love for the state and love for the theater. Really understood in a deep way what Perseverance Theater was about. And that was so important for us as a young company and as a growing company.
Rogers started in set design, but was soon a literary advisor and acted in countless productions. And 25 years ago, violinist and Juno Jazz and Classics founder Linda Rosenthal called on him to be a member of the first festival board for his Renaissance ability to combine love of music and economic analysis.
When George spoke, we listened.
George and Jean Rogers would be married 69 years next month. He met her in an English literature class at the University of California, Berkeley. Jean is a well-known children's author with many titles to her name. During an interview on his life, he once told a reporter,
"She should be here right now. In fact, I'm only half a person without her."
George Rogers is survived by his wife, Jean, 5 children, and 10 grandchildren. A community celebration of his life is planned for April, when he would have been 94. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.